Our first reading is from the prophet Isaiah. On that day, they will sing this song in the land of Judah. A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith. A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace, for its trust is in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock. He humbles those in high places, and the lofty city he brings down. He tumbles it to the ground, levels it with the dust. It is trampled underfoot by the needy, by the footsteps of the poor. Thus ends the reading. And our gospel is from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord. Both of these readings have to do with putting your faith on a solid foundation, building it on a rock so it can't be swept away. But the first reading uses humor, and I always like it when Scripture uses humor. So let me read that little part again in case it got by you. A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates. God has built this strong city to protect us, and so what are we to do? Open the gates. It doesn't matter how strong the walls are. If the gates are open, the city is not protected. And that's what God would have us do. Open up our gates. Not to live a faith that is protected, that protects itself from the world, but a faith that goes out into the world, invites the world in, is present to all and particularly the most needy. This is the feast of Francis Xavier, a feast here in Macau. Francis Xavier converted many people here and died near here. In our seminary chapel, we have a large relic of Francis Xavier. And Francis Xavier went out, left the comfort of Europe, and challenged others to do the same because of the great needs that he saw in Asia. And meeting those needs set his heart on fire. And he begged more people to leave the comfort of theology and thinking about beliefs, to actually come and live the faith and preach the word among the people who are dying to hear it. It's that lived faith that is secure, as the gospel tells us. I always like the image that comes with Tibetan Buddhists when they make a mandala out of sand. These symmetrical sand paintings that paint the contours of the heavens and our minds, the gods and everything that is holy, they take at least a week to make. Carefully, many monks working with sand, drawing the picture, filling in the deities and the words and the places. And when they're done, they sweep it up and throw it into a river. It symbolizes impermanence, but more than that, it symbolizes the blessing being spread along the world, always put into moving water that carries the sand, carries the blessing out into the world. And since that sand is thrown into the river, it can no longer be destroyed. It is immune from destruction by being cast into the river. That is the same way that our faith can be. If we try to protect it, shelter it, it dies. But if we want our faith to be secure, a secure rampart and wall safe from anything, we simply need to live it. To go out into the world, to find the needy and help them, as Jesus would have us do. A faith lived is secure in God.